This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5 and time for a checkup. And back in studio, good to see Ron Olmsted with AltaPoint and the 29-year retired Navy veteran. You don't look like you had 20. You held up well. Good thing.
I well, don't I?
Yeah.
I feel like I did 29 years.
Well, it's good to have you back in the studio and lots to talk about. You are the veteran outreach coordinator with AltaPoint.
Yes, sir. That's correct. It's a brand new program. We stood up a few months ago. We realized that there's obviously a big need to support the veterans in the community. And, you know, AltaPoint has been serving veterans steadfast for years. And I think AltaPoint also has an appreciation for the uniqueness of veteran culture. They know that veterans speak a different language. They kind of carry themselves a little differently. And they saw the importance of a veteran-led veteran support program.
I think that is important, right? I mean, that you could have people that know things that academically know treatment or something like that, but if they don't have the trust of the veteran, it's probably a higher climb.
Right. And so our goal, I mean, we're going to be fully staffed by veterans, and we know what it's like to come home and on a redeployment. We know what it's like to separate. We know what it's like to lose brothers in combat. We know what it's like to have friends who have taken their own lives, or even have comrades who have, you know, made the ultimate sacrifice. So when you have that kind of understanding going into the engagement, you're already 85% to the final solution, mostly because the trust is there and all the barriers that we as veterans kind of want to be torn down over time are already gone. So it's nice that that veteran connection opens a lot of doors, hopefully.
You know, Ron, I'm thinking about this too, that, and this is anecdotal, so you can, you know, being the veteran here and me being the civilian, but my friends and family that are veterans, by the time they ask for help, they probably need to get help pretty soon. I mean, y'all as a group aren't the best for asking for help.
Right, I think that's a very important thing to bring up. The stoicism and the warrior mentality that's bred into your veteran communities says, hey, if you take a knee, you're weak. If you want to pause for your own well-being, that's a sign of weakness. And nothing could be further from the truth. And again, this group here at AltaPoint, we want to lower the barriers. We want to create a community, if you will, of veterans supporting veterans, because I think that's one of the missing pieces, that a lot of us don't have a strong support network in our civilian life. We move every 3 years. Mm-hmm. I moved every 3 years for 30 years.
Did you really?
I'm now a resident of Mobile, Alabama, but I have my mom here. So, you know, my support network is made up of my brothers and sisters that I served with and my coworkers at work and things like that. And we want to make sure that folks out there know that there's a low barrier welcoming community of veterans here to support them, whether that's connecting them to mental health resources. And if it's through AltaPoint, that's great. If it's through the VA, that's great too. If we need to connect them to their medical disability type benefits, that's great. We would love to help them with that. Housing issues are a lot of veterans struggle with housing issues. Even navigating civilian healthcare can be pretty daunting. You know, I was a knuckle dragger for 29 years. And when I had to make my first doctor's appointment outside of the military, I did not know what to do. I was like, how does this work? What's a copay? Right. You know, what are deductibles? Why am I paying for this medicine? So there's just a lot of stuff that we can help each other with because we've already kind of navigated the waters.
And you go back to talking about on the civilian side, but also navigating this, like you said, for the VA or something. There are many folks out there that served our country that don't know the benefits they're entitled to, or don't know how to get them. They say, oh, well, there's a thing, but I don't know what form do I fill out? Where do I go?
Yeah, that's right. There's also a mentality that I think is fairly common among older veterans that I'm not going to go through the trouble. I didn't deserve it. I didn't earn this money. And that's nothing could be further from the truth. You know, anybody who served is entitled to the benefits that they're entitled to. The paperwork can be a little challenging. The processes can be challenging. And sometimes that alone, just the thought of having to go through all that is enough to shut somebody down. So having a friend who's done it before to kind of not hold your hand, but to walk with you through that journey, it could be tremendously helpful, I think.
I mean, are those conversations like, okay, I've been there, I got this. Listen, it's going to be a little bit of pain, but you get this form and this form, you do this by this date, do that. I mean, is it that kind of conversation?
Essentially, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you have to tell them, look, It's nothing but paper. It's the alphabet. And let's just go ahead and fill some forms out, and we wait our turn. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, but it'd be cool to have somebody say, if you do it this way, it will happen.
Yes,
like,
sir.
You know, say, like, instead of just going, I don't know.
And there's the horror stories. The horror stories are, mm-hmm. so-and-so's been turned down three times and this and that. So, yes, just to be able to tell them, it's this form, it's this process, we're going to go talk to this guy, this is how we're going to meet these appointments, and it's going to happen over this timeline. And I promise you, on the other side, you'll be happy with the results.
Yeah, we got to figure this out as Americans on the government side of it. Because what you said, and I've heard this from veteran friends and family, where they filed something, it was denied or whatever, and they said, we'll just file it again. And it eventually gets picked up, like you said, two or three times. It kind of blows my mind why it's not the first time. You know what I'm saying? We need a system where if you have the right information in there, it should be the first time.
And I believe it is the first time, if you know what that right information is. That's the key. The answers to the test aren't published on a website.
Right.
You just have to know somebody who knows somebody who's kind of been through the process. You know, it helps to know a person.
Like a consultant, like, almost.
Correct. It's nice to have a veteran in your corner. And again, that's what Clint and I are trying to do right now. You know, our objectives right now are to get out in the community. We try to set up at events to establish a presence so that people know, hey, there's some guys out there looking for you. If you find them, they will help you. Because, you know, I do homeless outreach, and it's easy, you know, it's easy to identify a homeless person. But a veteran in need will never self-identify. They're challenging to find. So that's what Clint and I want to do. We want to get out there and just have people see us in the community, advertise our services to them, let them know, hey, no matter what your need is, come to us. We would love to. Suicide rates in the military and divorce rates in the military are way off the charts. There's no reason for that. So suicide prevention, reduction and awareness, one of the key pillars of our program. Access to mental health care, one of the key pillars of our program. And then access to substance abuse. Because the culture and the Navy that I grew up in, you know, if you partied hard and came to work the next morning and still run 3 miles, then, you know, you were doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't function very well in society these days.
It catches up with you.
It catches up with you. So, yeah, we will connect you to whatever you need to get you back on your feet.
Let's talk about that connection to find y'all or just to reach out to Alt Point. How do we do this?
You can do that. We actually have an online support group that meets every Wednesday from 6 to 7, and that would be a great way for folks to kind of plug themselves in. For veterans specifically who don't want to walk up to us at an event, mm-hmm. They can scan that QR code, and that's, I believe, available on the Alta Points website. So they scan that QR code. It walks them through the instructions, and it's going to be facilitated by myself or by my partner, Clint, or by one of our therapists, Rashad. All three of us are veterans. And we're talking about things these are basic life skills. These are things that every human can benefit from.
So this is going to be, every week.
Every
people
week.
People can check in.
Once a week, every Wednesday. We would love to build a community of veterans who are here for each other. Because I don't have the answers to all the answers either. You know, I will learn and benefit as much from this as anybody else.
All right, so, thank you for your outreach. Thank you for your service. Notice this. So many of y'all serve the country, and then you come back and you keep serving. And we're all the better for it. So, Ron, thank you.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me again.